Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey Zen friends, we are in the studio today, and Shannon, I give you permission to record a podcast with me today.
Well, thanks, Brittany. I enjoy getting your permission to do all the things.
Not that I am Shannon's keeper, but we're talking about permission and allowing ourselves permission in certain aspects of our lives. How fun is this going
to
be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it takes a lot to convince yourself sometimes that you can do things. And I think one of the biggest hurdles is feeling like you need to give yourself permission to do it. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is trying to figure out, why is it that we tell ourselves that we can't do something instead of giving ourselves more permission to do things?
So just in case you did not have this inkling that you can give yourself permission, we're going to offer up our top five permissions. Mm-hmm. They're a good one, folks.
They're a good one.
Get out your pen and paper. So number one, love.
Yes, I love this one, because I think it's important that you give yourself permission to love and to be loved. I think I hear it all the time that, you know, it takes people a long time to find love in their life and what it looks like, because they may have not felt like they were deserving of love or worthy of love, or like, I can't have a boyfriend, or I can't find happiness and whatever because I don't deserve love. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You deserve all the love, and you deserve to share your love. So it's give yourself permission to love in all aspects of that word.
Maybe that you're not quite where you want to be professionally to take that leap. Like, well, no one would want to love me because I'm just, I don't know, name a job.
Right.
You think that you should be somewhere else for people to find you interesting.
Yeah.
And believe me, if you're human and you're breathing, you're interesting.
Exactly.
Humans are creative thinkers. We are all born differently. And you deserve at any point in your life to have love and to be loved, no matter what that love is going to look like to you.
Agreed, 100%. And I don't know why it takes so long for people to find that, but I feel like that journey is part of it. So I feel like you have to turn over every stone to kind of find out, like, why am I on this path? What am I doing here? Because every piece of that is part of your puzzle, you know, and once you put the pieces together, it creates this beautiful masterpiece, and you're like, oh, now I get it. Okay, cool. You know, so if you're still on that journey, keep going, but just give your permission to give love and to receive love.
I think that being completely authentic, I did not know how to accurately, like, love someone else. Or, like, I just went about it, like, the way that I wanted to love them.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding actually how they want to be loved, and then understanding more about myself. Looking within,
yeah,
say, like, this is how I want to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Because I think love can look like different things at different parts of your life. You know, it could just be, for a long time, love could look like a physical relationship and like physical love. And that's not necessarily what love is. I mean, love doesn't have to be sunshine and rainbows. Love is loving the fact that, you know, your husband makes weird noises that you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't in the agreement, you know.
When that was not in
like,
the contract.
That's a new noise. I don't know what that is. But love is also looking at yourself in the mirror and appreciating the lines that you have on your face and appreciating the age and the wisdom that comes with that. And I think that that's, you know, giving yourself permission to see that and understand it and to know that it doesn't define perfection.
Mm.
And love doesn't look perfect.
Mm-mm.
At all. Love is messy. Love is kind. And I think that as long as you can have those, you know, realistic expectations in your love language, then you're going to be happier in your love journey.
Mm-hmm. So I have a real life story about this.
Oh, please.
So last week I had kind of a schedule mix up. I'm not going to go into what it was. It was like a book fair and kids and schedules and everything kind of was getting tossed around. And if anybody has kids, a book fair is a big deal when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Small to parents, big deal to kids. So we wanted to take the appropriate measures. So schedules got kind of crazy, and I immediately was feeling very, like, judged My husband was not judging me. He was like, he was trying to figure it out too. But I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm dropping the ball. He was loving me in the right way. I wasn't loving myself and giving myself the grace. Mm-hmm. So in those moments, really kind of pinpoint to, like, give yourself permission. Like, your counterpart may not be judging you.
Right.
You're judging yourself. And yes. I think that moving forward with that notion in my head, I'm going to save a lot of fights or arguments. Because I'm like, okay, this, I'm projecting this onto him. He's not, he's like, he's just trying to figure out and go about his day too. Mm-hmm. Kind of with like the losing of the keys.
Right.
But I was saying, like, I was taking that internally. Like, this is my job. I'm failing. No, girl, you make mistakes.
Right.
You know, but he was loving me the right way. I wasn't loving myself. So, yeah, so just a little tidbit, real life journey here. Yeah. So Shannon, what's your next permission?
Permission to make mistakes. It is okay to fail. It is okay to keep failing as long as you get up and you keep trying afterwards. And I say this all the time, like, I am so thankful for every speed bump I've ever had in my life because it has helped me on the journey of where I am, and I really like where I'm going in this mm-hmm. lifetime. So I give myself permission to fail and mm-hmm. to make mistakes, and that's okay. And sorry, my dog is eating a box.
She loves cardboard?
She does.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Stop. Maybe it tastes really good to her.
Maybe it does. I don't know. Georgie's joining us in the studio, so sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Let me get back to making mistakes. Making mistakes. Recently I've been trying to do, when I look at a situation, I try to, apply more grace. And I've been saying to myself, like, a little mantra of less grump, more grace. So when I'm making a mistake, don't be so grumpy about it. Just allow yourself, give yourself a little more grace and be like, it's okay. It's okay that you make mistakes.
Like the doorknob.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Great. So poor Primp is falling apart. And one of my stylists called on Saturday morning, 9:05. We opened at 9. And she's like, Shannon, just want to let you know that the door handle fell off at Primp today. And I'm like, I immediately laughed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, of course it did. Because we just went through, we had a leak in the wall with a pipe, and we had to replace our floors, and like we had to get mirrors off the walls. I mean, it was just a big old giant shit show. And it was just
ceiling tiles falling
down. I'm like, okay.
Sound not working. I mean, we could go on.
Right. The AC went out. I mean, this is all like in like a 2-month span with like, it's just like, knock after knock after knock. And at some point, you just have to laugh so that uh-huh. you don't cry. I mean, that's just really, and honestly, you just have to laugh about
it. But honestly, after all that, you're like,
doorknob. And she's
like, a scarf on that bitch. Yeah. I'm going to open it up.
It's fine. It's totally fine. So she's like, well, I'm just going to prop it up. I'm like, great. No worries, because I'm definitely going to have to Google, like, how do I fix a broken door handle? Because that is not in my wheelhouse, but I'm not afraid to tackle it. I just want to make sure that it locks. You know, at the end of the day, is the door going
to
lock?
The front door is not like a bedroom door. Like, you have to take a little bit more.
It, mm-hmm. You know, it needed a new handle. Like, the whole thing just literally fell off. So I'm like, well, okay, that's about right. So I laughed, and my staff laughed about it. And, it wasn't something that impeded the production of what was happening, you know, in the day. And nobody complained about it. It was just, one of those things like, of course the door handle was going to fall off. Of course it would.
Of course.
So we laughed, and which is exactly what we needed to do to get, past that situation. And I loved it because I did. I applied more grace in the situation and less grump. And it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I was very proud of you in that moment. I laughed because she just told me this story about 2 seconds before we went on air, and I was like, that is awesome. Because it did seem a little wobbly when I was in the other day. But I mean, it's an older building. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, it's just charm.
Old building, new door. But, you know.
Oh, that's a good permission.
Yeah. Yes. What about you? What's your next permission?
So I've been mildly obsessed with this, is learning to trust yourself.
Oh,
permission to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. And when we wanted to do this podcast, I immediately thought of this one thing. Another thing I've been mildly obsessed with is Mr. Rogers. So this ties in perfectly because I watched this documentary over the weekend, and I've been talking Shannon's ear off about it. But the one thing that even after 20 years of being on the air and come up with these amazing shows for children and really pushing the envelope, he still wrote letters to himself kind of validating that he was still scary and sometimes scared and he did not trust himself.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. so Rogers had it's just humans are kind of like going through this evolution of you're never going to be 100% ready for anything. And just learning like, all right, I got this. Maybe not to the ability you maybe think you do.
Yeah.
But I think you don't always have to be ready. You just have to be brave, that kind of thing. And this is actually, I have to tell myself this a lot because mm-hmm. I am the one that's like failure to launch on a lot of things. Like, what is people going to think? But the best thing to do for me is to be like, okay, I trust that I know what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And hope moving forward that I'm making the best decisions I can.
Right.
So, and that it doesn't always have to look like what you, it doesn't have to be perfect, just like you just said, like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But, and I've, with the podcast too, I've really learned a lot through this because it's been a little bit messy and we've like, we've kind of effed up a couple of times. But what I love, I'm like, eh, all right,
okay.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
Right. We got this. We got
but we didn't have to be ready. We just had to be brave and put our voices out there. It's been a big learning tool for me, which made me like reach out in different areas and do different things with that. So learning to just trust yourself. So peeps out there, what can you trust yourself with a little bit more? And it does not have to be like this big business venture. In my mind, it does not have to be taking on this amazing new task. It can be just trusting yourself in one area of your life that...
I love that, Brittany. I think that's so beautifully said. And I think you bring up a really valid point that, you know, it's... Trusting yourself is something that it takes a long time to get there. But when you finally do, you realize you've had the answers the entire time. And you're the only one that knows exactly what it is you need to do. It's just sometimes you're afraid to see it, or sometimes you're afraid of what the answer is, because maybe that the truth behind it is a really scary truth. And you're like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. So you might make excuses, or you might make, you may make up stories on why you can't or why you couldn't, or
good point, excuses, you know,
just to kind of deflect because you're not ready to see what that truth really is. So I love it. Like, if you can just start trusting yourself more to understand, again, if it doesn't work out, give yourself permission to fail, but also give yourself permission to be loved even when you make a mistake.
Love yourself.
Even when, you know, when it gets hard to do that. So I love that. And I love what you just said. Like, it may not be... you know, trusting yourself to try something new doesn't mean you have to start a business. I feel like right now, like, it's so common for, you know, people to be like, oh, you know, I want to go out on my own. I want to try this new thing. And you know, that's great. But not everything has to equate to becoming an entrepreneur or, you know, starting, you know, a fitness journey or like whatever the case may be. But I love, so sorry. This is the last time Georgie is allowed in the studio.
It could be just running a mile.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or trying out this new class, or
baking a new recipe, like for cooking a new, you know, something for a family dinner, or just, you know, reading a new book. Yeah, somebody told me the other day, they're like, I never read nonfiction. I don't have time for it. If I'm going to read, I want to just, you know, empower myself. And I'm like, that's great. And then no joke, she had sent me a text like maybe 2 weeks later, and she's like, okay, so I read a nonfiction book and I love it. I'm like, yes, see, it's fun, right? She's like, I didn't realize how much my brain really just needed an escape and a release. And she's not really one to watch TV because she just doesn't enjoy like visual kind of stimulation. She likes to read stuff. And she's like, I love a nonfiction book, but I also love fiction. I'm like, okay, great.
That's awesome. I mean, they are amazing. I read mostly nonfiction, but I've recently thought about just getting like short stories of fiction because sometimes I'm like, I can't dive all the way in because there's always a slow part in fiction. Right. But maybe that's something I need to take on. But I've always like, I could do short stories, like a little. And I think short stories are underrated.
Yeah.
No, that's, all kinds of noise in
here. We're very noisy today.
Monday. Take that, Monday. All the notifications and box biting.
Right.
So what's your next one?
Well, no, you're going to talk about the duality.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Trust. Trust does go well with duality. Okay.
Yeah. You have a great one with this because you explain this like poetically and I love it.
Okay. So... this is one thing that I have recently been a little bit more coming into my brain and really talking about my yoga classes is being that duality. What's duality mean? It means that in life, you're going to have these, like a little pendulum swing.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of like those like lawyers, like the little scales, that's what I'm doing with my hands right now.
She literally is going up and down.
So it's giving yourself permission to have duality. What does that mean? Having, being able to love and be losing something, or hurting and healing, shifting and then just shedding. And, you know, those kind of different. So you're going to have those times in your life. So you're never going to be 100. I don't love to say never, but I feel like it's more common to be like 80% here, maybe 20% here. So you can be really in love with where you are, but still be heart aching over another part of your life. And that's okay. I feel like we always like get encompassed with one area and just being okay with the duality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Really noticing the duality and finding beauty in that.
I absolutely love that, because I think you're right. I don't think you ever live 100% on either side of the coin. I mean, even like as being a mom, you're like, some days you're just like, I'm totally crushing this. Like yesterday we were high-fiving as parents. We were like, yes.
We moved furniture.
But in the same breath, you know, you're always like, am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to be okay? Mm-hmm. Like, am I giving them enough of what they need? And I love that you brought that up as something that we, like, it's okay to be unsure. I think that that is so spot on. And
unsure, that's right.
You can just be unsure. And I love that. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And I really learned this through my practice, too, and talking with other humans. Because, and I've really enjoyed the shedding and the shifting. Because that does not always have to be one than the other.
Right.
You know, you can be shedding and shifting and shedding and shifting. And goes along with the new moons and stuff like that. We'll turn and talk more about that and coming up later. But it's something that maybe just look more into and noticing it more.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
With the grace and the grump.
With it, right? Less grump, more grace.
Where's your duality there?
Right. Yeah, that's great.
What's your second? Or your?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking to my friend. I'm like, what did we say before? give yourself permission to feel pretty. And I think, again, pretty doesn't have to be just, you know, fake eyelashes and the perfect red lipstick. Like, pretty can be, you know, a bare face and feeling pretty in your own skin. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, a beautiful new pair of shoes. It can be your beautiful bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just giving yourself permission to feel pretty, no matter what that is. It doesn't have to be defined by anybody else other than you, but give yourself permission to feel and be pretty.
It can be a low-cut top.
It can.
It can be short shorts.
It can be
short
shorts.
With some crazy, crazy heels. And I would love that. Whatever is beautiful to you.
Right. I mean, I'm more of like sweatpants and t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what makes me feel pretty.
When I put together an athleisure outfit that I am like proud of, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
This is it. Yes.
But don't we also wear I know. Eyelashes. Like, I love lashes. And my closet is full of heels. I mean, I love, again, duality in that too.
Duality.
Like, I can rock a heel and then rock a chuck. Like, it's all good. And I mean, I don't need anyone else to validate that for me. I'm happy in the fact that I can be who I am in both of those. I don't change who I am because I'm wearing heels or I'm wearing, you know, a pair of Nikes. I'm the same Shannon in either one, but I'm allowed to be who I am in both. And I love that.
I love how that has come into such a beautiful place right now with women. Like,
yes.
In the past 365, I think that has taken off. Women are like, this is me.
Yeah.
More so than they ever have been, of course, with like different movements now. But I have really grown to have this huge appreciation.
Right.
Because now there's kind of like no rules. Like, just accept women for where they are and what they're bringing to the table, not just, you know, what they're wearing.
An outer appearance. Yeah.
And girls, like, listen, like, seriously, you can wear those false eyelashes. You can get your eyebrows, like, crazy done. I don't care. Like, rock it.
Just do you.
Or a bare face. I like that you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's taken me a long time to feel comfortable going out in, like, bare skin. I mean, forever. Like, I always joke, if I was going to be on a deserted island, like, the one thing I would take would be mascara. Because I mean, I have very light lashes, and for me, I just like
Oh, you do?
I know.
Oh,
they're like God. Blonde, and they're not
it's
very long.
Almost 8 years. To
they're very. You know, they're very. So when I don't have on mascara, I'm always like a little like okay. But I'm in a place now where I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
Like I don't really care. So I mean, I do appreciate the ability to be where I am and to feel comfortable with who I am and really just not give a shit what anybody else thinks about it because. Mm-hmm. I like me.
It's all about what's up here and important to my brain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I was stuck on a desert island, I think I'd go blush.
Blush? Yeah.
Although the sun might take care of it, mm-hmm. but I don't know what kind of island I'm on. It could be icy.
It could be, this is true.
Yes.
I'm always like, maybe there's a coconut in there that I'm like, hey, what you doing?
I always say like, cause one of the primpers did my makeup the other day and she's like, what do you think? I'm like, I need more blush. And she's like, oh yeah, you're a blush person. Yeah. And I was like, I am like one step below like a bingo parlor. Like I'm going to have the blush. That's too much, like too much lipstick. That's just my thing.
That's your thing.
I got it from my grandma. Like, hey. I feel like it's my war paint sometimes, right. But you know, like you just smear
blush
it
makes
on.
You heavy.
And blush makes me happy. Sorry, my butthole. But
I know, I love that.
I totally love like great. The brightest blush ever. I'm like, yeah,
the brighter the better.
Give me all those cheekbones.
Yes, that's funny. Yes.
So, friends, like this is a little mini-sode we wanted mm-hmm. to just pop in this week because this has been something we wanted to chat about, and this has been really fun. No, we have to do our questions.
Oh, okay, yes.
What are we gonna do today?
Let's see.
I do have one.
Okay, go ahead. You always have the best questions. I'm always like, I love pretty questions.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, girl, that's like a whole episode.
It is a whole episode. And you're going to pick one.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I have one that I'll bring to the table because I've got lots of things to share about this one. Like, cabinet doors and drawers being open drives me batshit bonkers.
Like, we can never live together.
It doesn't take much just to, like, close it. Like, I will be in Brittany's house, and she will leave things open. In fact, the other day in a Marco Polo, I was like, hey, buddy, could you just close that cabinet behind you? It's all I can see in the photo. And she's like, what cabinet? And I'm like, turn around.
Cabinet. And then I looked around. I was like, oh cabinet, like, refrigerator, and drawers were open. I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think, and it's funny because when my husband and I first got married, we had this in our bathroom, a drawer that we shared, and it was between the two sinks, and he would always leave it open, and I would always run into the drawer, like, it was at, like, the same height as my thigh. And I mean, I think for an entire year, I had like a permanent bruise. Like, it was this black and blue knot just on. And I'm like, could you just shut the door? And he's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's so genuine. But I swear, like, that was like the only thing we ever fought about in our first year of marriage was this stinking countertop drawer that he couldn't.
It's really funny.
He couldn't close. And I'm like, man.
Well, then she Marco pulls me back. She's like, oh my gosh, this is where I get this because it's mm-hmm. big bruise. And then I go in my bathroom. And I literally, at that time, I had two drawers and a cabinet open. I was like, well, we could never live together.
We couldn't.
This is over. When we moved to the Cayman Islands, right. And the old people home, like, we're going to have separate rooms because I will leave everything. Our wheelchairs will be bumping in.
Right.
To all the drawers.
And
all the
doors. Brittany Swan, just shut the drawer.
Can't do it. That is my flaw. I've got a lot.
I know. I have another one after this. We can. You know what?
We'll do two.
Okay.
Okay. So mine. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to say, although I need it and I love it and I love that it exists, is Bluetooth. It makes
really?
Me
That's
so
a pet
angry.
Peeve?
Well, because it goes in and out in my car and I fight with Bluetooth and then fight it at the studio and like on my phone and like sometimes it's like, and I'm trying to get linked into stuff and it's just like somehow it just like never like quite cooperates. I don't know if it's the iPhone 8 Plus thing going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like the iPhone 6 worked a lot better with the Bluetooth.
Right.
The Bluetooth. So there's one. And then I'm going to say the ever so popular Legos. They're a pet peeve.
Oh, those Legos. I mean, as great as they are for creativity and, you know, building that analytical brain, when you step on those fuckers, like, it's not even about the stepping,
yes. But now they're so ornate, way more than when we were kids. There were, like, right? four colors, and mm-hmm. you got those four colors, and that was it.
It was, like, a one brick, a two brick, or a three brick.
Yeah.
There wasn't, like, a little croissant.
No,
there wasn't.
There were no flames.
There were no flames.
That were, like, iridescent.
Right.
You know? There were no... I mean, these things are so much crazier nowadays. And, like, yes. they're like, well, where's that one cinnamon roll? You know?
I'm like, what? are you talking about? It's a Lego. I'm like, yeah, Mom. Susie needs it in her shop. I'm like, oh, okay. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I am not sure. Look under the couch. That's where all of them are. I don't know.
All the specialty ones. I'm sure they're in a special place in our house with the bobby pins and the spoons and the socks.
Mm-hmm. And the hair ties.
And the hair ties. Yes. And I get very mad at, although great, I do love that they do this, but I'm like, and these creations, like, all of a sudden they decide to break it, like, right in the middle of a walkway, like they did yesterday. We're like, we're moving furniture. I'm like, can we step over the spaceship?
Right. Because, I mean, again, we've all stepped on a Lego. That is no joke. I mean, I don't need an alarm system in my house. I'm just going to barricade my doors and my windows
sprinkle
with Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody coming back after that.
No.
No. I will say another one that I have that drives me crazy is when I'm in a bathroom and the toilet paper doesn't go over, it goes under. I changed that regular, like, there, I don't know what primer it is, but they
you're getting called out.
I know. Every time I go into the bathroom, I'm like, this isn't how the toilet paper goes. And I don't know who changes it. And I don't know if they do it just to get a rise out of it. Maybe they do. I never thought about that. Oh. Maybe they do. Mm-hmm. But, oh, man. I mean, but I've been in, like, at the yoga studio. I do it. I've done it in bathrooms of, like, people's homes. I'm like, I'm really sorry, but this bothers me.
It's really funny.
Yeah. That just creates my nerves.
Really funny because I don't really
care.
You don't
care. Notice?
I don't really care.
I just feel like it doesn't flow. Like, you pull it, but if you're trying to pull, I don't know. I don't love it under. Mm. I've even looked this up. Like, the patent has it going over. That's a thing.
I feel like that's more ergonomically sense, correct.
Right?
Like,
to pull
just
it,
to, like, yeah.
Pull
and
it
then
down.
The if you have it the other way, then it's just like falling on down the ground.
Yes.
That's just more disease on your tush. So you don't.
Right. I never use the first
one. No, you got it.
Anyway.
You got it. Like,
I always let that one go. And then I go. I don't know where your hands have been.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get syphilis.
From ratchety toilet paper.
In the east end of Louisville. That's funny.
Right. That's not going to happen.
I do have one more.
Okay.
And this is, if you've known me for any amount of time, this is my toilet paper is chewed gum.
Oh,
you will never see me have gum because gum is like, bah! I can't stand it. I would rather have like the most garlicky breath ever than to have gum.
Which is so funny because your kids love gum.
They do.
I mean, they come here and it's like there's a gum drawer and they're like, can I have gum? I'm like, of course. I only buy the gum because you guys love the gum. Like, my kids love gum too. And I'm like, it doesn't bother me, but my jaw gets so tired after a while. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Have a mint. Have an Altoid. I don't know. I'm so just not with chewed gum. And when people are chewing gum, I don't mind it, but that's like, if you're talking to me, that's all I see. I'm just like this, like focusing on your, I can't.
Are you one of the people, like, can you hear loud chewers?
No.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I don't love a smack, like, when you're eating. Like, that kind of drives me nuts. But, I mean, loud chewing, I think, is a lot of people's pet peeve.
Yeah.
We want to know, you guys, what's your pet peeve? Like, what really gets you ticking?
And sometimes it's fun to just write it out into the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you kind of laugh at it. The minute you say it, you're like, I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I hear
like,
that.
You're like, oh, okay, all right.
I know.
Like, stop being a diva. Like, but it is fun to say them out loud. Like, oh, my God, I so hate that.
Yeah, it's true.
Because humans are finicky. We're supposed to be... That's the duality.
Ooh, that's right. That's right.
Tying it all back together, guys.
I'm trying to not be attached to things that make me angry.
That want to maybe punch people in the face.
Right. Just fix your toilet paper. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Fix your toilet paper. And close your drawers.
And then you can have Shannon over to your house and she'll redo your closet. But only if those things
are in harmony.
This has been super fun, guys. And we hope that you enjoy this episode. And if you have any permissions that you've been giving yourself and you would like to share them, you can email us, hit us up on Instagram. Even, comment on this episode.
Yeah, Crazy Zen Life on Instagram and Facebook, and getzen@crazyzenlife.com if you want to shoot us an old email.
We still check it.
We do. Every day.
Every day.
Yep.
All right. See you soon, guys.